I want money.
We get to pay it forward. What's her name?
Her name is Sarah Cromit.
Sarah Cromit, please give us a ring on the telly.
Hello, Sarah Cromit.
But I think telly is television.
I don't know, really?
Whatever it is. 79 Coast, 792-6278. Sarah Cromit, you've got 10 minutes to call back and claim your $100. And if you do, who put her name in?
Kelly Cromit.
Kelly Cromit.
Yep.
Okay, so Kelly gets $100 if you call back. 79 Coast, 792-6278. Chance to pay it forward. That could be you. Get paid. I love that song.
Me too.
Just get paid. It's payday. 79 Coast. Come on. Come on, Sarah. Sarah Cromit needs to call, right?
Yes, Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. 792-6278. You got 10 minutes. As we pay it forward, you want to enter somebody, go to coast931.com. The night before the wedding. A woman finds out her son's soon-to-be bride is her long-lost
Stop it.
Daughter.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, they've been doing it this whole time. Oh, my God.
Thankfully, both were adopted.
You are something else. You really brought me down into this whole road and then just pumped the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Brother and sister. Isn't that crazy? So a woman attending her son's wedding was left in tears after she identified the bride as her long-lost daughter. This happened in China. And she recognized a birthmark on the daughter-in-law's hand, which was similar. It was a unique birthmark, similar to the one of her long-lost daughter. She approached the bride's parents and asked if she had been adopted over 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
The bride's family was baffled by the question because it was a secret. They had never told her she was adopted.
Oh, my God. There's so much happening.
So they went on to reveal that they had found a baby girl by the roadside. It's like a movie.
She left her on the side. Okay.
They brought her up as their own daughter. Hearing the story, the bride burst into tears. She wanted to know more about her biological parents. Oh, so the mom
just ask your husband.
Was her biological daughter. And the bride, of course, was concerned. Am I now marrying my brother?
Yeah.
And the mother-in-law revealed there would be no objection to their marriage. The groom was also adopted. She had lost all hopes of finding her missing daughter, adopted a boy. Searched for years. The bride was relieved, obviously. They completed the wedding rituals on a multiply joyous day. Crazy.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, well, there's a question. You know, would you still marry your brother?
Not that day.
You wouldn't?
No. No, I wouldn't be like, all right, well, it's time. No. I'd be like, halt.
Yeah, we got to take a pause
here. We're going to pause and we're going to discuss if no. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It definitely wouldn't be that day.
Yeah.
No, we would
take a couple days to collect your thoughts.
Maybe even more than a couple days, but we would have to really talk about this.
Yeah, see, that's where my romantic side, I'm like, hold up. Oh my God, I'm gross. I'm scrubbing my mouth like Ace Ventura when he realizes Finkel is Einhorn, Einhorn is Finkel.
Oh my God! Right. I've never felt so close to you until right now.
Finkel is Einhorn, Einhorn is Finkel. Right? You know, like when he does that,
yes,
he's like scrubbing his mouth.
Oh my God.
That's how I would feel at first, but then when revealed, oh, it's adopted, so it could have been anybody.
Well, that's the thing.
They're not biologically related.
They didn't grow up together. It's not, there's no nothing.
Right.
It's not like, you know, okay. So would I probably end up still marrying Jay if he was my, yes, but not that day.
But it's still, it's kind of a sweet story that she adopted a boy and then it turns out through some circumstance that he ends up falling in love with the little girl that she lost. And now she not only has her daughter back, but her daughter is her daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not blood related.
Right. Let's have mom over.
Well, that's weird.
Mom, here. Hey, mom.
Right.
Hey, kids. Right? Like, my mother calls Jay and I kids.
Well,
but in this case, it would be like, hey, kids. It would be like me and Chris.
Well, that's really your brother, though.
That's
Don't
really
do that.
I know. I don't know. It's hard not to. It's hard not to take that path. It's hard not to take that exit off the highway. Right. But at the same token, like, you know, we're not related. We didn't know each other. We didn't grow up eating the same Cheerios. You know, I just need to take a pause.
Yeah, I get
Keep
that.
The gifts and take a pause.
Keep the gifts and take a pause.
Keep the
I
gifts.
See.
Take a pause. Keep the ring.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Sarah.
Sarah?
Oh, my goodness.
Is your name Sarah Cromit?
Is it?
This is Sarah Cromit.
You got money!
Sarah Cromit! Oh, I just got
it! Paying it forward!
And Friday!
And Friday! And Payday Friday! Woohoo!
It is really payday! Sarah, sing along! I just got paid!
I just got paid!
Yeah, woo! You did! Oh, and who's God. Kelly? Who's Kelly Cromit?
My big sister and my best friend.
Oh,
Stop
that's
your
so
mouth
sweet!
Right now.
Well, you got your big sister and your best friend $100 too, so you get to pay it backward as she paid it forward, okay?
Oh my gosh, that's too awesome. I was sleeping and she kept calling. She's like, you need to call them next.
Hey, well, she did. You made it in time. You made it in under 10 minutes, which means you got the money.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Don't hang up. We got to make sure we got all your info, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Paying it forward.
Yes.